singing, Louise. Oh, let me get into that.
And the nightingale warbles, and they go sadly o'er hill and hill.
So the onset of hill has to be a little lighter. Can I hear that, please?
And a
two, ready, and go.
And the nightingale warbles, I go sadly o'er hill and hill.
I go sadly
o'er hill and hill.
Again, one, two, ready, and sing. Okay? Alright, so let's go back to Anna Nightingale and we're looking. get the right mix on now. I know we're missing some people today, but the turn away needs to be rebalanced again on the time of the day. Here it is. So, again, we've got inverted chord. What's the real root of the chord? It's the E, which is in what?
Ready and go.
sort of in my eye again. This is why I need my music. Okay. Two, ready, and go. No, this chord.
Again, go.
in my eye. 1, 2, ready, and go.
That's an accord.
That should make a noise. Listen. Vowel and pitch. Ready? Yeah. Basically, ready and same. I hear E. What is the vowel we should be using? E. Two. Again and go.
Go. It must be.
chord, but it's just spaced out a little bit differently. It's just this chord. But we have the root is actually in the bass, so that's good. The fifth of the chord is the tenor. The third is down here in the leads, and then we have the seventh in the baritones. So you know how to voice that then, right? Okay? Bass is the loudest. Tenor is second loudest. Then the leads, and then we need that little seven, or excuse me, the baritones are third loudest, and then in there just a little bit is the leads of the seven. Okay, start it.
Thank you.
the very ending. Just go for the moon. Just go for the moon. Okay? Good. One more time. My chi. Leads.
Ma, fa, lai, ta, mai, chi.
Okay? Two. Get ready and say.
Ma. Be my eyes.
doesn't move until my hand has come down, then we can break.
Okay, good. Now we're going to practice the whole song. Oh, well, take it back. We're going to first work a little bit on the intro, and then we're going to run the whole song. Okay, we're going to try to get all the looks and movements and things down. That's good. Last night, I just felt like my orchestra at the show was just going to kind of play everything just a little slow. I can tell it's hard. It feels like it's already all off time. Okay, let's have pitches. I'm going to back this up. Okay, so we're going to have to watch for tempo. Okay, tenors, you won the race. So we're going to try to all cross at the same time. Okay, one, two, and let's get the first chord into. Here we go, basses. That's good. One at a time still, but ready again. No, baritones, you're there. You're almost a whole step under the pitch. Okay, so we gotta fix that. Again. Two, ready again. Sing blue again and go. One at a time. Again and go. Good. Now. Probably about here, probably, really, where I'll be. This distance away from you when we're on stage. Okay? Remember, we just came out of the house. It's an idyllic scene, very pastoral, out in the... I see, like, I don't know why. In my mind, it's the Alps. There's this little village, this little cottage, and you're just stepping out, and you're just surrounded by just majestic sort of green pine trees. Little squirrel skitters about, you know, this is the scene that is in my mind, okay? All right. Happiness. But sincere happiness, not cheesy. Good. I didn't believe all of you were in the same village. Some of you, I don't even think we're happy that you were finally going on a walk. That was like the wife is dragging me out or something like that. The dog has to go to the bathroom.
And the smile should have before the first loop.
Yeah.
In other words, be happy. You're coming off of applause. So you should have a smile on your face to begin.
Very good point. Be happy, people. Be happy.
the movement, the focus is improving. Okay, we still have a little ways to go. I don't feel like there's enough on your faces to tell me in my eyes what one here is a truly agonizing concept. Okay, it looks like we're just still singing a choral piece. It doesn't look like it has any sort of ramifications on what's going to be happening emotionally and within us. That needs to change. And then, when we stop and isolate sections, it was so very, very good. As we go through an entire song, we barely deviate from what the tonal center is supposed to be, but unfortunately, we're not all deviating into the same keys. So we're just slightly out of whack by the time we get to the end. And no one is actively listening and saying, I must adjust in tune to what I'm hearing around me. We just don't have chords anymore. They're just clusters of pitches that are kind of in the neighborhood, but it's all a little wonky. So you have to adjust and listen and listen and listen. And if anything yet, you've got to use the roots of your chords, which almost all the time are going to be in the basses, almost always. You got to listen and you must make those adjustments. Am I singing an octave with them? Am I singing a fifth? Whatever it is, I have to be making those adjustments. The birds are on my cheek, if they're in their castle.
Okay, back to the first, it burns me. One, two, again.
seconds, but I'm going to give us a break on harmony for a minute. We're going to create a little baby, and I want to go to the last verse and chorus, which have the syncopated pushes.